What the hell is that?
I don't know. Never seen nothing like it. Who would plant a column of metal like that out here in the desert?
Give it a shove. See if we can knock it over.
Can't budge it. Must be buried real deep.
Well, I don't give a shit. This here's government property. I'm the law around here. Nobody puts their shit out here without a permit. Go fire up that chopper, we'll come back tomorrow with a dozer.
I don't know if that'll do it, boss. That thing's in here solid.
Fine. I'll requisition some dynamite, too. Blow that fucker to smithereens.
Hey, what if it's like a sculpture or something? Or maybe from outer space?
What are you, a retard?
Hey, what's that? That opening in it. That wasn't there a second ago.
Yeah. The fuck's that nozzle-looking thing sticking out of the hole? Jesus Christ!
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hats off to Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry!
Larry!
Larry! Larry, get into bed now!
Seen it in so many movies. The Thing, Alien, King Kong, Indiana Jones, explorers searching for something, oil, gold, ancient ruins, and they stumble on something else, a lost city or fantastic treasure or an alien spacecraft, and then, boom, the thrill ride begins. Seems that just happened in a remote area of Utah. A couple of dudes from the state whose job was to count bighorn sheep noticed something strange on the desert floor and landed the chopper for a closer look. When they did, they discovered something that's making global news. They're calling it a monolith. They say it's about 10 or 12 feet high, three-sided, the metal has a steely color to it. They say it's solid, dense, rigid, and buried quite deep at the base. You can see a picture of it at thatlarryshow.com. What the hell could it be? There is no indication that it was put there recently. The ground at the base is undisturbed. There are no tracks visible from any equipment that could have been used to place it. Of course, government being government, the Utah DPS, that's Department of Public Safety, it had to flex its authoritarian muscle. And some spokeshole actually said these exact words.
It's illegal to install structures of art without authorization on federally managed public lands, no matter what planet you're from.
And guess what else they said? They issued a warning to the public to stay away, because, it's in such a remote area that curious hikers might get lost. Isn't that typical?
Nothing to see here. Move along, stupid citizens. Your government will handle this.
The scene you heard before the show theme is the way the discovery would unfold if I was writing the movie. And who knows? Maybe it still will. Maybe that thing is Earth's doom in one compact, aesthetically pleasing objet d'art. A discovery like the Utah Monolith creates so many possibilities. The one people are hoping for is some alien visitors, right? Some will think,
oh, how wonderful. Surely any civilization advanced enough to travel across the universe will hold solutions to all our earthly problems, illness, poverty, war.
Maybe. But even if they did, government would surely piss them off and turn them against us. Maybe aliens planted it in that desert thousands of years ago, and it's some kind of navigational beacon so they can return with a cancer cure. Or maybe it doesn't do a damn thing, and they put it there just to make us wonder. Or most likely it is the work of some mysterious artist. It matters not. Government, being what they are, will not let the monolith be. It's just sitting there, hurting no one, was visible only by helicopter. It only mars a few square feet of space in the middle of a vast desert. It makes no sound, no pollution, no emissions of any kind. It is as lifeless and harmless as the boulders and sand that surround it. But government will have to fuck with it, because it's there without permission. Eventually, every Utah bureaucrat will declare the thing a problem, a danger. Its mere existence will piss them off. Its silent, near imperceptible presence challenges their hegemony. They'll want it destroyed and to prosecute the party responsible for placing it. But many people might oppose that. How to silence the opposition? Well, question its safety, of course. Until it can be determined safe, it will have to be made safe. But how? They'll build a fence around it so it can be studied. They'll hire geologists and metallurgists and astronomers and meteorologists. Oh, they'll need guards, dudes with body armor and automatic weapons to guard it and keep us safe. Then the scientists, dressed in full hazmat suits, will poke it and prod it and sniff it and run Geiger counters over it and every conceivable gauge and meter in existence. They'll try to x-ray it and chip and slice a piece from it for lab analysis, but it will be impervious to any cutting instrument known to man. The longer it remains a mystery, the faster global interest in it will grow, and the fear of it, and the love of it. A cult will soon form. They'll camp out in tents with RVs a few miles from the perimeter. They'll chant and sing songs about it. Dudes with robes and amulets will claim they can communicate with it, that it's emitting vibrations that only they can discern and interpret. Manson-style cult sluts will show up and give everyone STDs, which they'll say came from proximity to the monolith. It will be nicknamed Mono by detractors and Lith by those who sexualize it. Some chick, blasted on industrial-strength acid, will somehow breach the perimeter and attempt to mate with it. She will be shot and killed by guards. She will be an insta-martyr. In a matter of hours, her image, arms and legs wrapped around it like a monkey shimmying up a palm tree, will be imprinted on t-shirts and coffee mugs. The slogan accompanying the image will say, "Love is love." After a few weeks, the government will increase security and build a taller fence. They'll declare the airspace above it a no-fly zone. Drones will be blasted from the sky by anti-aircraft guns. Curious citizens will set up 24-hour webcams on cherry pickers and makeshift flagpoles until government jams the signals. Some religions will say it bored its way up to the surface of Earth from hell itself, and that it will soon rupture and spew demons that will destroy the Earth. Some will set up a catapult and lob balloons at it filled with holy water. Soon the crowds will be pushed back by the National Guard, and the perimeter will be expanded for many miles, like Area 51. But still, people will keep coming. They'll wear night finders and tunnel under the fencing. They'll pole vault over the top. The government will begin losing control of the citizens, which is worse than the monolith on government land without a permit. Then some experts, finger quotes, will flash on government's answer for crowd control. After careful research and study, the experts will declare the monolith is a biohazard, that it is emitting cosmic germs that are potentially fatal, and boom, Utah and adjacent states are quarantined. Everyone is ordered to mask up, maybe wear goggles too. Anyone within a 50-mile radius must wear full hazmat gear, be tested weekly for the space germ, which they'll name something like Detritus 27. And the world will pause while it awaits a vaccine. Of course, that will all be bullshit, a ruse, as the scumbag bureaucrats and politicians try to figure out what to do. But they'll have created the ultimate Streisand effect. If perchance you're not familiar with that term, it happened when Streisand blew a gasket because aerial photos of her Malibu estate showed up online, and she made a big stink about it with attorneys and courts, etc., which inadvertently turned the photos into a viral sensation. Had she ignored them, so would the rest of the world. With the biohazard story, psychosomatic Munchausen nuts will abound. They'll file suits for eczema, psoriasis, emotional distress, and restless leg syndrome, which would not have been a problem prior to 9/11, but post 9/11, when hundreds of millions were paid out to families of victims, well, that set a precedent of liability. If government should have protected us from Islamic terrorists, shouldn't it also protect us from aliens installing monoliths that spew Detritus 27? Fuck yeah. A task force will be assembled to determine government culpability and how many claims should be paid and for how much. And all this will transpire over the course of 18 months to maybe 3 years even. The situation will continue to spiral out of control until it mirrors the great COVID panic of 2020, which destroyed America the first time. They were never really able to build back better, just a half-assed feeble recovery, finger quotes. Realizing fear and loathing and worship of the monolith has become a national distraction and disaster, a mania, a financial drain of incalculable magnitude. The corporatocracy has a final massive decision-making meeting and determines the monolith must be destroyed. They bring in M1 Abrams tanks. They work like pea shooters. They try an aerial assault, daisy cutters and bunker busters. When the smoke and dust clears, nothing. Although the bombs do create a substantial crater surrounding the monolith, it remains unmoved. Some will speculate the monolith is so long and deep, it forms an actual axis, and a search commences to find the antipode, which is somewhere in the Indian Ocean. Elon Musk designs a submarine for the searchers. People criticize him for that. The government pays for it. It will find nothing. Having exhausted every type of artillery, bomb, acid, laser cutter, finally, government approves the final solution. It must be nuked. The military figures out the proper number of megatons needed to get the job done, which sparks another controversy. After all, nukes are rated by the explosive force of 1,000,000 metric tons of TNT, and they've already tried that, but so what? Desperate times require repetition of failed measures, don't they? The world holds its breath as the experts and scientists are declared heroes as they feverishly work to complete Operation Safety for All Personkind. OSFAP. The State Department of Propaganda came up with that name to put a trendy spin on a nuking for all the mouth-breathing nitwits. And suddenly, millions who hated nukes, they love nukes because a nuke will make them safe. Pretty soon, millions are calling themselves safe fappers and setting up Facebook groups and Instagram accounts. Pornhub and X-Hamster are all over it too, with safe fapper channels for many genders, kinks, etc. When the big day arrives and everyone is masked and in their basement around the world, parties will be breaking out. 1,000 New Year's celebrations compressed into one because the world will finally be safe. There will be a synchronized countdown as the bomber zeroes in on the monolith. Not everyone will be on board with OSFAP, but experts will urge us to
trust the science.
That the heat of the nuke will sterilize all the Detritus 27 germs, that it blows to the four corners of the earth, and don't worry about the radiation. It will be the good radiation. Think of it as a prophylactic dosage for any cancer you might develop down the road. Ooh, and the people are happy. The bomb bays open, and the bomb, which will be painted with the phrase, "Love, not hate," will have a webcam bolted to it as the world live streams the salvation of the planet. As the nose plummets towards the target, people will cheer and clap and hold each other and weep with joy. And incredibly, the 50-megaton hydrogen bomb will land precisely on top of the monolith. Of course, that's when the live stream goes black. For hours and hours, the mushroom cloud will rise and expand. Satellites will track its progress as it blankets the globe with love and good radiation. After a few days, a powerful wind will arise and clear the smoke and dust from Ground Zero, revealing that shiny monolith, undamaged, now sitting in a crater a quarter mile deep and 5 miles wide. It's not scratched, it's not scorched, it's not even tilted. For a radius of 50 miles, all life will have been eliminated. The rock formations flattened. The world will weep. Fear will again clutch at the throats of the masses. But then, those hero experts and scientists will sample the air around the monolith and declare every last molecule of Detritus 27 has been eradicated. Operation OSFAP was an unqualified, fantastic success. And thanks to government, that state park in Utah is now safe. Well, safe from Detritus 27. The hot zone around the monolith now includes big chunks of Idaho, Wyoming, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, and most of Nevada. There will be no camping, tourism, or visitors to those regions for 2 or 3,000 years, because that close to Ground Zero, the good radiation is a little too good. The Bureau of Land Management will cast a huge bronze plaque and lay it at the base of the monolith, commemorating OSFAP and how they rid the world of Detritus 27, and that they decided to leave the monolith in place as a memorial to all the experts and scientists and various and sundry heroes. The plaque will say the nuke was a surgical strike. Those who mocked Operation Safety for All Personkind, well, they will have been identified and enrolled in re-education camps that will be located within the Forbidden Zone so they can fully understand the error of their thinking. They will attend online classes until their skin peels off in a soft wind and their gelatinous corpses mulch into the desert floor. Pundits from the New York Times and CNN and BuzzFeed will write brilliant takes, but they'll all say essentially the same thing. Sometimes to save a thing, you must destroy the thing. Kind of like that Waco government rescue mission in 1993. In order to ensure the children's safety, they had to kill the children. Or the Great Reset of 2020, when government saved America by destroying America. As of this recording, the monolith has, according to the Bureau of Land Management, been removed, but they claim they did not remove it. Sounds like government bullshit to me. Sometimes I can be remarkably prescient on this show. I love the desert because of its mysteries, and the monolith is a great one. I kind of sort of predicted a similar event in episode 72, Larry Warps Time, where I discover a door to another dimension deep in the Mojave. You'll find it at thatlarryshow.com under the March 2018 tab. You might dig it. Thanks for hanging with me once again. It's always great to be with you. Stop by the show page at thatlarryshow.com for more content and commentary. And while you're there, click a subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Cost nothing. If you like what you just heard, click the Patreon button and help me keep the lights on. Once you join the Take No Shit Dojo, you enter a brother and sisterhood of people who do not take shit. There you will find dozens of bonus episodes, which tend to be a little more personal, as well as signed books, custom recordings, and a deep bench of wise dojo senseis ready, willing, and able to help you face any problem and kick its ass. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and Gab, just plug That Larry Show into the search bar. You'll find us. There's also a YouTube channel by the same name with some video offerings as well, like my interview with tech mogul and world-class rascal John McAfee. My friends, a long time ago, a guy said that the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, "I'm from the government and I'm here to help." That guy was Ronald Reagan. He was kind of right. I'll see you next Wednesday. And until that time, take no shit.